We're learning Masechtas Yevam Mestaf Chafayim and Beis. The Gemara here is discussing the Machlokes in the Mishnah Naf Chafayim and Aleph, where the Tanakhama says, if an Ein Echad comes and says that a woman's husband died, or he says, I killed him, or he says, we killed him, in all these three cases, he is not allowed to marry the woman that he's being matir. There's a chshad. It looks bad. They might cause a rumor that he really was made a checker because he wanted to marry the woman. But implied in the Mishnah is that when he said, I killed him, the woman is allowed to get to marry to someone else. And Rabbi Huda says, if he says, I killed him, the woman is not allowed to get married to someone else. So the Gemara, going back and forth, has two pshatim in the Machlokes Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan. The Gemara asks the Kasha, we have a maimer from Rav Yosef, Pliny Rav Ani La'insi. If someone says somebody had Mishkav Zacha with me La'insi by force, not through my consent, so him and someone else is Mitztaref Larga. He could actually be an aid that could be Mitztaref to kill this person for being over the Isser Misa of Mishkav Zacha. There's a skill of Mishkav Zacha. But however, if he says L'tzaini, he says, I did it by consent, I agreed to it, so then he cannot be an aid. Why? Because he's a Rasha. If he's a Rasha, he did the Aveira of Mishkav Zachar, he can't be an aid. So here also, when he says that he killed the husband, he's a Ritzayach, he's a Rasha. How can he be an aid? And the Gemara says, V'chi teima, shani aid decision that kila barabana. Maybe, just like you don't need two Edim to be mounting Isha Labayla, and you can even have an Eved, a Shifcha, Isha, you can have Sulim, Suli Edis, being Mater and Isha Labayla saying Meis Bayla. So maybe who and then you can have a Rasha. But Menashe said, a Gazlan Livrayim, someone who is a Gazlan Midarabanan, he didn't do Exela Dereisa, he did Exela Derabanan, Menashe gives the cases, that's Kashal Edis Isha. But a guy's in the Divetarium, a guy's in the Rang says, Puzzle this Isha. So who did it say it should be Puzzle? So name Rav Yosef, the Omek Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Yosef who says, no, not Rav Yosef, name Rav Menashe, the Omek Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe that's the Machlekes. That's the first possibility of the Machlekes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. That Tanakam holds it say it's Kashal this Isha, Rabbi Yehuda holds he's not. But the Gemara says, Rav Menashe could say, I would hold like Rava. The reason for their abundance is like Rava. Rava says, that if a person says Pliny Ravani Lertzaini, Adam Karaves Latzma, the Eidon Amesatz Rasha, we don't believe in that he's a Rasha. Because you can't become Pasla Eidus by your own Eidus. Just like you can't get Malchus, and you can't get Misa, you can't get Knas, who then you can't become Pasla Eidus? So what do we do when he says Pliny Ravani Lertzaini? We don't accept the Lertzaini part. And that's what's called Pagin and Dibura. So therefore, he is a good Eidon. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Lame Rav Yosef, Domek Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, no. I say, like the Rabbanan, Shani Yishuv Kila Rabbanan, Rav Nasha, Domek Rav Yehuda. So Kundes, you have two ways to understand the Machlokes Tanakam and Rav Yehuda. One is that everyone agrees to Rav Yosef that if somebody comes and says he did an Aveira, he's not believed because he's a Rosh, he's not believed by Eidos. But the Machlokes is that applies to Eidos Isha, because maybe Eidos Isha, there's no soul, even a Gazan Divrei Torah. It's kasha for Eidus Isha, that's the Machlokes in Rabbanan. Or, everyone agrees that a Gazlan Divetari is Pasla, it's actually Pasla for Eidus Isha, the Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is the Machlokes Rabbi and Rav Yosef. I mean, Rava and Rav Yosef, that Rava says that since he's the one that said it, Adam Karvitz Lassim, ain't Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha. Now, Rava is being Mechadish to Chidushim. One is that a person is not Neman to Pasla himself. Adam Karaves Latzmavin and Mesa Matsurashi is not Nemet to pass himself. And the second is that you believe part of the Eidus. Palgin and Dibura, like the Rishainim call it, we say Pliny Ravani, but not Lertzaini. The question is, what's Rav Yosef's Svara? Which one is Rav Yosef arguing on? So the most simple way to understand the Gemara is Rav Yosef holds on the Mesa Matsurashi. Rav Yosef holds that when you say you did an Ave, you become possible Eidus. And there are a number of Mefarshim that learn that way. For instance, the Rishash. The Rishash says, the Rav Yosef also holds Pagin and Dibura. But there's an evil in the Bura. He's never to passel himself. And when he passels himself, and now he can't be made anymore. That's why he can't accept the aid discipline of Anilu Saini or Ani Arakti as a Baal, because he said he's a Rasha. So we accept that Aedis. And he becomes Pasul, and now we can't accept any other Aedis. And that's also in the Baruch Tam, has a Gais of the Shmeitzer, Shmeitzer Zayin Perik Hei, that the Shev Shmeitzer apparently learned like the other Mepharshim that we'll mention, but he says it's not Mukhrich. He says the Pashtus is, Rav Yosef holds on a Mesa Matzmei Rasha. And he does become Pasul, and he says the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam says it. The Rambam Vishnai says these words, Rabbi Yehuda holds on the Mesa Matzmei Rasha, Leficha Chama Miraculi Tinasi Ishtai. Because he passels himself. And the Tumim, also, in the beginning of Simon Lamelches, the Umar Tumim Echesh Mishpah, in the beginning of Simon Lamelches, he himself didn't hold that way, but he says the Radvaz, he had a Radvaz, where the Radvaz clearly says that even Rav Yosef was Pagin and Dibura. So what does Rav Yosef hold? How does Rav Yosef hang in Rava? It must be Lefi Zeb, and that's the Machoikis of Anna Mesa Matzmei Rasha, and he puts in, and why could you be Mesa Matzmei Rasha? Why wouldn't you need him? He says, Hadasbalin can made him dummy. That's the machlekes. Is passing yourself like an Indian of Hadasbalin can make Adam dummy? Well, you don't need Adam. He himself said it. He himself admitted to it. Well, no, you need Adam. But this is the first hezber in the machlekes of Yosef and Rabbah. Rabbah says, you're not nemen to say that you're a Rasha. And since we hold Pagin and Dibura, so mainly you're nemen and everything else you said. You're nemen playing your Ravani, not Lissani. You never that he's dead, but not that you killed him. Mashenger, if Yosef holds, that's a Mashiach begin in the Bura, if there'd be a reason not to be my minimum part of it. But he's Neman on the whole thing. And once he's Neman on the whole thing, he's Neman on the Rishis part, so now he can't be an aid anymore. He can't be an aid because he's a Rasha. So Mela, we can't accept his aidus. So Mela, that's why we don't accept the Plaini Ravani Litzani and the Nirakti Yasishti. That is the first pshat. But like the Baruch Tam there in the Shev Shmeitzer points out, Taisus the Maskelim Rav Yosef Darm Rav Yehuda has a kasha. Here Rav Yehuda comes out, doesn't hold the Pagin and Dibura. That's why he holds that Arakti doesn't work. If you hold the Pagin and Dibura, so then it would work. But and he has a kasha. Another place in Shas, Rav Yehuda does hold the Pagin and Dibura. How did that stem the two? Now if the Pshat in Rav Yosef is, I mean, Rav Yehuda clearly holds a Rav Yosef, according to both Pshatim. Rav Yehuda holds a Rav Yosef, and he also holds a Rav Menashe. He holds those two. He holds that a Ritzayach is Pasul, and he holds like Rav Yosef, whatever the Pshat in Rav Yosef is. But the Pshat in Rav Yosef is, Adam Mesa Matzmei Rasha, and there's no Psal Karev in becoming a Rasha, so then you don't see that he doesn't hold the Pagin and Dibura. Al Karchak Taisus holds that the Pshat in Rav Yosef is Lei Pagin and Dibura, which means that Rav Yosef also holds Ein and Mesa Matzmei Rasha. But the problem is, you don't say Pagin and Dibura. So the Shaila is like this. If you hold Einan Amesa Matzmei Rasha, if you say that your Rav Yosef held, and like Pagin and Dibura, so why did Rav Yosef have to say, Rasha who? Hatayra Amma Altashas Yadchem Rasha Liya Seid Chamas. Is that the point? He's not a Rasha. We can't believe him that he's a Rasha, and that's why we can't believe anything. Once Rav Yosef holds that he said Einan Amesa Matzmei Rasha, and like Pagin and Dibura, so that alone should tell you why he's not Neman. And the same thing, when the Gemara says, if you hold Gazal de Raisa, Gazal de Vitor is Koshal Eidus Isha, so then Arakti is Neman. Why? Since Rav Yosef holds Einan Amesa Matzarashi, he agrees to that. But he holds Loi Palginan Dibura, so he can't accept it, because he being Mesa Matzarashi, he can't accept the whole thing. Rava says you can accept half. If Rav Yosef holds he can't accept half, he holds Loi Palginan Dibura, like Taisus did before. So why, if you hold Gazal de Raisa, Koshal Eidus Isha, it works? What's the pshat? So Kama v'kama achreinim say this following pshat. And Rabbi Chanan and Kaivit Tzaharis, he's the one that is Marech of the Dibur, but already Kama other achreinim say it like I'm going to say. The way Rabbi Chanan expresses it is that there's two dinim. There's Palgina Nemanis and Palgina Dibura. Rabbi Chanan says Palgina Nemanis is a Sayyid in Kala Terkula. We always say it. If let's say you say something, in regard to one thing you're believed, in regard to another thing you're not, fine. So, you don't have a problem with that. And he brings one dogma to it. Eid Echad comes and says, Meis Bala. So the husband, the woman can get married. we rely on him in the Isser, the Raisa, the Isser, Misa of Eishes Ish. However, the children cannot take the Nachla. For Mammon, you need to aid him. Why? Is he dead or is he not dead? The Teretz says, we accept the Eidus in regard to the women getting married. They're an Eidach and his Neman. We don't accept the Eidus in regard to the Banim going to the Nachla. That's called Paginin Amanus. We accept your entire Eidus Lagabe a certain din, or Lagabe Tatuif a certain thing. We don't accept any of your Eidus in regard to the other one. So Paginin Amanus works. So here, someone comes and says, Pliny Ravani Lertzani. So then in theory, we should say like this. In regard to passing the person, Adam Karabes Latzmeh, like Rava says, and in a Mesa Matzah Russia, we need two aid, then he can't be an aid to pass himself. In regard to making a Chiyiv Misa on the Reveya, so there, he's a Kasher aid. No one passed him. He can't pass himself. He's a Kasher aid. So the fact that we don't say Pagin and Dibura is not going to pass it. So what's Rav Yosef coming and saying, Rashi Vatayarim, Altashis Rashi, Altashis Yadchem Rashi Li, Yaseid Chamas, that Rashi can't be an aid? I, Rav Yosef, agrees, Ain't in the Masa Matzah Rashi. The Teretz says, what he means is, Lidvarecha Rashi Ata. You want us to accept your aidus in regard to killing the person, but your Eidus alone says that we can't accept your Eidus. Your Eidus is a self-contradiction. Your Eidus, if it's true, is a Pasul Eidus. So we're not miming you stamp to say that you're Pasul. And in the Mason Master Rasha, Adam Karveis Latzmei, fine. But Mimanavshach, if your Eidus is not true, so it's not true. If your Eidus is true, so then a Rasha is saying this Eidus, so you can't accept it. That's why Pagin and Amanus won't work here. Pagin and Amanus will work that we're going to assume the entire thing is true in regard to one thing, not in regard to something else. That's fine. But here, we're going to assume the entire thing is true in regard to killing him. If the entire thing is true, we can't kill him, because then a Russia said it. So even though we don't accept the Eidus that you're Russia, and from now on you're Kashal Eidus, because you don't have Eidus that you're Russia. But for this Eidus, Mimanushach. If it's true, then you attack her, Russia. If it's true, then you can't be made. That's the Yisayid of Rav Yosef. So that's why, by Harakti, it depends. If a Gazlan de Veteira is Pasul Eidus Ishus, we're going to have the same problem. And in Chanami, you can't make yourself a Russia. Mikamel Abba, you're going to be Kashal Eidus. But we can't accept your Eidus. Because if your Eidus is true, then you attack her, Russia. And if you attack her, Russia, then we can't accept your Eidus. But if you do accept the Eidus from a Ritzeach, so then you don't have that Lidvarecha. Einachanami won't be makabel the Eidus that you're a Russia. We're not going to consider you a Ritzeach. We're not going to give you a Misa. We're not even going to pass you the Eidus. Fine. But in regard to me mattering the Isha, why not? As far as in regard to that, we do assume that you killed him. That's called Pagin and Amanus. We believe the entire thing in regard to this, and not in regard to that. But if a Rasha is Pasul, so it's self-contradiction. This is the shtickle for Rav Elchanan. And Mamish, pretty much the same shtickles from Rav Shimon Shkop. It's in Shari Yeshiv Shavar, Perek Yud Aleph. Rav Elchanan is in Kaivitz Arya Simon Chav Aleph. The Ar Sameach says exactly the same shtickle. It's in Ilchus Eidus, Perek Yud Meiz, Alach Habeiz. Rav Elchanan, Rav Shimon, Rav Meir Simcha. And the emphasis is, it's an earlier shtickle. Rav Kinega pretty much says it. Rabbi Kinega says clearly, Rabbi Yosef says he's not Neman to make himself a Rasha, but if we're going to believe his Eidus, then he's a Rasha, and a Rasha is possible for Eidus. And what's Pagin and Dibura? Comes Rav and says, I'll believe half the Eidus. That's a bigger chiddush. I'll believe the Pliny Ravani, but not the Lertzani. I'll believe the killing the woman, but not that you killed the woman. I mean the husband. I'll believe you killed the husband was killed, but not that you killed him. To believe half the Eidus, that's a bigger chiddush. That's Rav Skiddush of Pagin and Dibur. That Rav Yosef disagrees with. That means the Yishalmi pretty much says that, as Rav Shimon brings it down. The Yishalmi right here says, Haraktiv Manavshach, Katle, Hachashar al Adav v'leidonev le'mi'idah. If he did kill him, so he can't be made. Le Katle, if he didn't kill him, v'chayimus, then he's alive. Yeah, I think the Shev Shmaitz is saying it. But Al-Kabanim, these Akhrenim say it very clearly, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir Simcha, And we can't get really saying, or so he just has a problem that the Gemara in Ksuvah seems to learn differently, and we're not going to go into that now. Just one thing, you see an interesting zach, because he's only a Rasha if it's true. If it's true, it's true. So what's the pshat? If it's true, then it's a pasul eidus. If it's true, it's true. So you have to say there's a din. You need eidus. There's a din, you need eidus. There's a gzeris akasav. Taisa says in other places. Even when you make these chishbonos, even if the only reason it's not an eidus is on the side that it's true, but on that side there's no eidus, you need eidus. Gzeris akasav, you need eidus. I saw the other imam, Masechta Sanhedrin, says it, mamish, on this thing. He asked the kasha on Rav Yosef. If he's believed, then he's a Rasha, so then we know it's true. If it's true, so then we can go kill him. The cave in the Rasha, now you don't see from the Adrama whether he's saying this pshat, that Lidvarecha Rashata, or whether he's saying the other pshat that we said from the other Echrenim, that Stam Rav Yosef also the Mesa Matz in Rasha. But Al-Kapanim, that much you see, that even though he's only a Rasha on the tzad, it's true, we still reject the Eidus, because it's Xerius Akasa that you need Eidus. Now there's a shikla from Reb Chaim, which the Achrayim bring down. It's in the Kaivetz Aris, he brings it down the shikla, the Bircha Shmuel, and Simeon brings down the shikla, he brings it from the Seif and the Ais Yankiv. He was the Dvar Avram's brother. Also Mrs. Zalman brings it down, in Ilchus Chayvul, Mazik, Perikei, Alach, Zayin. And we have it in the Grach HaLashas on Seita, Daf Lamed Aleph. And Reb Chaim uses this Yisai, this chilul between Palginin and Manis and Palginin Dibura, to be Miyashiv, the Mishnah Lamelech's Kasha on their Tshuvas Arash B'Sim and Tafkuf Nim Beis. The Mishnah Lamelech in Ilchus Seita Perik Alpha Lachi Yadalad asked the following question. The Rashba there was asked by the Shail. It says that after Kinui and Stira, if the husband said, warned the wife not to be alone with a certain man, and then she defied the warning and was alone with the man. So if you have one aid that says that she was misana, we believe the aid to ask her in the Baal that she shouldn't be able to drink the Meisaita, and she loses the Ksuva. So the question was, could that aid be the Baal himself? Let's say, the husband tells his wife, do not be alone with Reuven. I suspect you with Reuven, do not be alone with him. And she was alone with him. And Reuven himself is the one that says that we were mizana. Is he neman as an eid echad? So the Rashba says he's neman, because you say palgin and dibura, and we disregard the fact that he was mizana with her, and he's made that she is mizana, palgin and dibura. It's effective mishnah lamelcha gavaldi gashayla. Pliny Ravani Lutzani, we could say, that we accept the Eidus Pliny Ravani, but not Lutzani. Well, the Gemara there, Pliny Baal Ishti, we could say Pliny was born another Eishas Ish. But here, Mimanoshach, if he wasn't the one that did the Znus, so Kumdais the Kini and Stira are worthless. Kini and Stira only allow that an Eid Echad is Neman to say that there was a Znus with the man that there was Kini and Stira with. Here's the man of the Kini and Stira. He's the Eid Echad. So you say, Pagina Dibura. What would that help? If he did this nus, he has the same problem. Elamai, you'll say, will only accept the part that she was Mizana, but not with him. If she wasn't Mizana with him, you need to aid him. As I make the Mishnah of Alchag and Alde Geshayla on the Rashba. Evid of Chaim, I'll be this you say it. The Rashba doesn't mean Pagina Dibura. That's the Machlekes of Esav and Rava. He means Pagina Nemanis. He means we don't have to accept the Eidus Benigei him. We only have to accept the Eidus Benigei her. But the whole Eidus, the Eidus that he was Mizana with her, we accept the Benigei her to ask her on the Bailam, and she can't be Shaisa, but we don't negate, we don't say Benigei him to establish that he's a Rasha. Paginin Amanis. That's what Shtikla Reb Chaim said. Now the Kaif Hazard brings that a Chacham Echad was Masig. And the Rambam in Ilchus Seita, Perek Alef Halachat Hezvav, says that a Gazan the Raisa is possible for Eidus Seita. So Vaita, you can't say Pagina Nemanis for the same reason, because Lidvarecha Rasha Ata. But in the Chedush Yigrach HaLashas, he wrote, he bavarned this, there it's written that Chaim bavarned this and said, and the Rashba apparently argues in the Rambam and holds that even Sulm the Raisa Kashal Eidus Seita. Now the Kaivitz Aris also says you can answer the second Kasha, the Mishnah Lamelech. That there's a very interesting Chuvah Sarajma, Chelek Aleph Siman Elef Reish Lamed Zayin, that says that there's a chilek of how you say it. If you say Pliny Ravani Litzayni, we could take out the Litzayni. But if you say Ani Ravati is Pliny, then you can kill it. Because you can't say Pagini Dibura, because without the Ravati, there's no Dibur. So he's saying it really depends on the lashon that you said. You said Pliny Ravani, so then you could say Pliny Ravani and take out the Litzayni was Lainsi. But Ani Ravati is Pliny, what are you going to say? Without the, and he says the same thing. If someone says Ishtacha Zinsa Imi, so him with another aid could be Mitzarif to kill the Isha. Because you could take Ishtacha Zinsa, but without the Imi. But if you're going to say Ani Zinisi Imishtecha, you can't do it. Because Zanisi includes him. It's the fact of Mishnah Lamelech, okay, Mishnah Kipshat. But why don't you say the same chilek, Lagabi the Boyle, that said that she's Mizana with the woman? Depends. It's only if he says, he's Zinsa Imi. Then you could say, he's Zinsa, but not Imi. But if he says, Ani's the Nisi Ima, you won't be able to say, Pagini the Burr. The Rashi himself says that in that Shuvah. So Rabbi Chanan says the same teretz. The Rashi is saying that when you need Pagini the Burr, when you have to split the words, so then it depends on the words that he says. You can makabal part of the words and not the other part of the words. But it has to be that the words that are being makabal make sense on their own. But here we're not dealing with Pagini Diburah. Here we're dealing with Pagini Diburah. Anyway, you can't do Pagini Diburah. Of course, the other kasha in the Mishnah Lamelech. If she's into with someone else, then Eina Chazna Neman. But we're saying here she was Mizana with him. But makabal benigeya her, not benigeya him. So male doesn't make a difference which lashon he says. So Bekitza, this is the second shot. In the Machlekes of Yosef and Rava, the first shot we said from the Rishash, the Imre Baruch, and the Radvaz, according to the Tumim, the Rav Yosef was on the Mason Atzmei Rasha. And the second shot is from Rabbi Chanan, Rav Shimon, Rav Mei Simcha. And we see Rav Chaim holds that way, Rav Kvega holds that way, the Shem Shmaitza seems to hold that way, that the Machlekes is Pagin and Dibura, even Rav Yosef holds ain't on the Mason Atzmei Rasha. And when he says Rasha, he means L'dvarecha Rasha Ata. Rav Yosef agrees to the Yisayda Pagina Namanis, that's why he means L'dvarecha Rasha Ata. Because otherwise you say Pagina Namanis, and you won't believe it Lagabi passing himself, but you will believe it Lagabi killing the Riveya, or in this case Lagabi mattering the Isha. But since, if a Rasha is possible for this Eidus, so L'dvarecha Rasha Ata, we can't accept the Eidus halfway. But Rabbi Chanan, later in the Shtickel, and Simcha Chav Eisid Gimel is Ma'ir, that Kama Rishainim, the Marshal Taisa is right here, Taisa of Maskalim Rav Yosef, they had that Kasha, that he says, here Rabbi Huda doesn't hold the Pagin in Dibura, that's why he says, and Rabbi Huda holds the Pagin in Dibura by the case where he says, it's Kayarti Beini Lebein Atzmi, Nemanat Elifsalas Atzmacha, Veinatinem Elifsalas Manecha. So you see that Taisa puts the two together. The Taisus at least holds, or Rav Yosef then holds, that you don't say Pagin in Demura, who it then you don't say Pagin in Amanis. So he also has a Kasha from the Ran, and Mesechnas Gidin Nafches, which is also Mavura that way, that if you don't hold the Pagin in Demura, you also don't hold the Pagin in Amanis. In the end of the first parak of Makkos, there's a whole discussion there, that some Rishonim clearly make this look like the Rabbi Chanan brings the Ramban, that clearly makes the Chil to Pagin in Demura and Pagin in Amanis. But other Rishonim and Mashma not that way. But Al Kaponim, Taisus here, the Ran, if they're Rishonim and Makkos, that don't make a chiluk and say that if you know the beginning of the Buri, also know the beginning of Manus. So what's the pshat in our sugya? If Rav Yosef holds on to Mesa Matzma Rasha, so you don't see in Rav Yosef anything about not doing Pagin and Dibura, or Pagin and Manus. If Rav Yosef holds on it, you're not Pagin and anything. You're Neman, because you're Neman to Mesa Matzma Rasha. Elamai Rav Yosef holds Lei Pagin and Dibura, but if he holds also Lei Pagin and Manus, we have that same kasha. Why do you have to say Rashahu, Vatar Mashashu Eid? He's not a Rasha. We don't accept it. And that's why we can't accept the whole thing, because Lei Pagin and Amanis. And who are then, even if Gazan the Raisa would be Kasha Lei Desisha, but still, he's not Neman to Pasal himself, and Lei Pagina, so why is he Neman Lagabi that? He's also bothered that he's bothered other places in Shas, Lamashal, the case that he brought, that Eidachat says Meis Bala, he's Neman to Matar Isha, but not Neman that the Yerushim should go Al Piv. And Machanim blives shrey with all this. Now it's interesting night to be Huda about this topic. It's an Evan Ezim Adurakama Simanayan Beis, where he is discussing this. it was halacha lemaisa in his case. We could ask her an isha lebaila based on the testimony of the one that was mezana with her. And he discusses the sugya. He says that since you hold loy palginan, you neman on both things. Funny thing, Rav Yosef also saying in the Mesa Matzah Rasha, fine. But that would only be if Stami comes to make himself a Rasha. But since he's coming for an Eidus, and we say loy palginan, so mitayich migu that you neman with the Eidus, you neman to make yourself a Rasha. Which is lechayr a bit shver, because lemaisa you're not being neman with the Eidus here. But there is an Eid of Yehuda that says the shtickel. It's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But there's a teretz, a pshat in the sugya, which I saw in two places. One is in the back of the Sefer, Mari Mekayimus Ayol Torah, on Yevamis. He has a few shiurim from one of the Megiddi shiurim in Baranovich named Rablaid Gavya. And he has a shiur from him on Pagina Dibur, and he says this pshat. And I saw the Stipe also says in Ksuvis Simin Yilches, which is that when there are two parts to his Eidus, it's not one part, there are two parts. So even Rav Yosef agrees, and this he says is not really Pagin and Dibura, we don't have to accept the entire thing. We'll accept one part without the other part, because you're Neman on one part, you're not Neman on the other part, that's not a problem. That's Mechalal Nadadin of Palginan. It's two parts. So you say Pliny Ravani Litzani. The Litzani is not important to us. So Mela will hear the Pliny Ravani. Why is the Ritzani important to us? Because it's negayah to the Pliny Ravani. Because if a Rasha is possible, so then you can't say accept the Pliny Ravani and don't accept the Ritzani. In accepting the Pliny Ravani needs the rejection of the Ritzani, then you can't do it. Then you need Palginan. Someone says an Eidus about himself and about someone else. So accept the Eidus about someone else and not about himself. But if the Eidus about himself would affect the Eidus about the someone else, then you can't do it without Baginan. So if Gazal derises kashul Eidus Isha, so he's saying two things. He's saying the guy's dead. He's saying I killed him. Okay, the guy's dead, we'll accept. I killed him, we don't accept. But if I killed him would passel the Eidus that he's dead, so you can't do that without Baginan. That's a pshat of Yosef. If it's one thing, it's not two aspects, he's being made one thing. And this thing, we can't accept the negay one thing, so we won't say Palgina. He explains why, I don't want to be Meirich, it's a dakistic thing, why when someone says Meis Bala, and you're Neman that the Isha should get married, but you're not Neman that the Yerushim should go there, that's also not Palgina, he says. Even though it's the same thing, the same Eidus. We're not being Mekabalit for that. We're not Danning Dini Amaminus here. But Al Kapanim, this is the shtickle. Rav Yosef also holds he can't passel himself. But Rav Yosef holds the etzim to accept part of the Eidus and not the other part, that alone is not called Palginan Bechlal. You don't have to accept everything. To accept part of the Eidus and not the other part, when the second part is a spirit, when the second part is going to be seis to the first part, then you're going to have to say Palginan. And that's the same story for Ginan Amanas, let's say Niskiyati Beinu Lebein Atzmi. There's two ramifications for the same thing. To accept one without the other, for that you need Palginan. Rav holds even in the same thing, you could split hairs and say that I'm only accepting what's negated to the Eidus and not accepting anything else. That's the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yosef.